Amazon, like the tech industry overall, is under fire for not improving diversity on its board. But what's the best way to get it done?
The top leadership has to really get it. They have to demand to see slates that include diversity, because if you don't make sure that every slate is diverse, then you're not going to get to diverse outcomes. You simply won't.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Later this month, Amazon shareholders will vote on whether the company should use the Rooney Rule for finding new members of its board of directors. The Rooney Rule comes from an NFL policy that requires at least one minority candidate to be interviewed for leadership jobs. But Amazon's current board of directors says shareholders should vote against that proposal. The board currently includes 7 men and 3 women, all of whom are white. They said the Rooney Rule is too simplistic. But Amazon confirmed some of its employees were upset by the board's response. Nicole Kiner is the head of search for the Board List, which aims to put more women on corporate boards. I asked her if she thought the Amazon board's response was fair.
It is. I think it is fair. The Rooney is it's a one-trick pony, and I think the situation calls for something a great deal more nuanced. But I also think it's incumbent on Amazon to make a clear statement of what their actions are going to be. At no point do they actually say, yes, we're going to demand a diverse slate of candidates as we move forward and consider new board members.
Well, so then let's talk about this idea of the Rooney Rule. Can we pro-con that a little bit? Like, what are the benefits, even though they seem obvious, to making sure that you've got some people in the room to at least interview?
It's a great idea, and I believe it's actually having a very positive effect in the NFL. And I think that what we want to make sure is that there are diverse slates, but I think quotas are an uncomfortable thing for most boards. And that while it's a tool, it's really not the solution. The solution is going to come from the top,
right?
Creating the demand, creating the desire to see a slate of candidates, of excellent candidates, and let's make sure that we include all types of diversity. Until they demand to see talent, not just lip service about it, they're not going to see it.
So then what's the ideal process, do you think, if a board is going to get serious about finding diverse candidates?
We're not reinventing the wheel. The top leadership has to really get it. And, you know, the time is such that I think getting it is easier than it used to be. There's a lot of awareness around this now. They have to demand to see slates that include diversity, because if you don't make sure that every slate is diverse, then you're not going to get to diverse outcomes. You simply won't. If you have a slate of 8 white men, you're going to get a white man on your board. And while the numbers are much better for public companies, where 22% of the board seats have women in them, for private companies, we're really coming up behind on that. So, you know, those private companies and public companies need to demand diversity in their slates so that they can meet diverse candidates. That's the first thing, for sure.
And then what is the business argument for having a more diverse board? How does that benefit a company?
The business argument, there are a number of different entities that support it, including McKinsey in their 2015 study that said that when you have more than 2 women, you increase profits. So, I mean, it seems it would be sort of a no-brainer. If that's really the case, then why wouldn't more companies embrace diversity so that you can understand your customers better and get better market results?
Nicole Kiner is the head of search for the Board List. The Rooney Rule proposal came from a group of Amazon shareholders who cited a 2017 McKinsey study that found companies with more diverse leadership were 21% more likely to earn above average profits. Back in April, the Board List compiled a list of tech companies with the most diverse boards. Among public tech companies, the top 5 included Stitch Fix, Cisco, Verizon, and Twitter. And among the private ones, Kickstarter, Slack, Uber, Lyft, and Pinterest are all in the top 10. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college accountant? How does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox, and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.